Okay. Next case, please.
Next case is 10679 Ralph Picard. This was in Cape Windsor. You tabled this. This was a variance from the side yard setback. He was previously here. It was approved, but now we realize that he needed more of an encroachment. Were stairs and roof overhang and a fireplace bump out.
Okay. As I recall, he had already received a fairly substantial variance last time around. Something you guys may want to start thinking about, though, you know, over historically, you've gotten these applications in Swan Keys, and this was Cape Windsor. The lots in which are quite narrow. Of course, people were pulling out single wides and putting in double wides, and there were a lot of side yard variances. The thing that struck me about this one and some of the ones that have come in recently are that you're getting two-story, three-story structures now. So not only are they getting wider, they're getting higher, and you may want to start thinking about whether or not you ought to put a, you know, if you're going to continue to grant the side yards because double wides are necessarily wider than single wides, you may want to start thinking about putting a lid on top of these things so you don't end up with, you know, three and 4,000 square foot dwellings on a rather undersized lot to begin with. I mean, you're going to see these humongous houses just squeezed into next to nothing. So.
We can't restrict the height other than the height variance, sure, right?
You can attach conditions to approvals. And you can attach conditions to approvals. So you can say, you can have your side yard variance, but your house is going to be limited to one story.
Yep. And that's basically what this one is. But he's already got the house in there now, but not long ago. This is just for him to have the...
Yeah, I mean, he's already got... You basically approved a three-story with some variances. Now he's come back for more, but
after the fact.
So I'm addressing the future as much as
appreciate that. Did everybody hear that? Okay, I think Mr. McCabe, you got tabled this. Did you what the reason, or you looked at it, or okay. Hey, Mr. Workman, how did you?
I think he's asking for too much.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Some people are never happy, I guess, but I felt like we gave him plenty of variance before, but...
I agree. You know, we used to have builders come in here the big builders that came in, and you know, the 3,000 square foot house wasn't big enough. They had to go bigger because, and they didn't take into consideration their, you know, when they packed as much as they could into the development, they didn't take into consideration the through lots. So then they come back, oh well, you know, we built all these other big houses, and now we need these to be bigger too, and that's kind of what we're looking at right here.
Okay. You feel he's got too much?
Yeah.
He's asking too much.
Yeah. I say design him what we've already granted or less. So, Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion if you're entertaining one to deny case number 10679. As I don't feel it meets the standards for granting a variance.
Okay. Okay. I got a motion by Mr. Mills. And we have a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10679 because it did not meet the standards for the granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried by a vote of 4-1. The case number 10679 is denied. Okay.
Okay, next.